And a financial crisis in Greece is creating frustration for the rest of the EU, which is considering a bailout of its heavily indebted member state. Tomorrow, the European Commission will come out with recommendations on Greece's plan to cut its budgets and reduce its huge deficit. But as NPR's Silvia Pagioli reports, Greeks are in no mood to make sacrifices.
Tractors are blocking the northbound lane of the Athens-Thessalonica toll road. Blockades have cut off Greece's main highways, border crossings, and major ports. Farmers say they're desperate. Cheap imports and middlemen's charges are pushing Greek produce off the market. Pavlos Issaris grows potatoes, onions, wheat, and corn.
We want better control from the imports. We want a little bit reductions from the costs, like from a diesel, the price of the chemicals.
The new government of Socialist Prime Minister George Papandreou says there's no more money for handouts. The deficit is more than four times the limit for Eurozone countries. Athens is trying to reassure its EU partners with a plan that includes sharp cutbacks in Greece's inflated public sector and tax hikes. The entry hall of the Athens University Economics Department is filled with angry posters. Students here are skeptical the government can create jobs and restart the economy. 21-year-old Valia Floridis says many young Greeks feel they have no future here.
It depends on what they dream, on their dreams. If they just want to have a job and have their salary just to eat and to sleep and to live a life without perspectives, it's okay. But if you want more, if you want to be something great, if you have big dreams, no, it's not good here.
The Papandreou austerity plan is the ninth in 10 years. All previous ones were abandoned following protests from angry workers. Greek Finance Minister George Papakonstantinou says one of the biggest challenges is addressing the credibility gap.
People have a hard time believing that we're actually going to do what we're saying we're going to do. We're battling against perceptions, and perceptions change only when people see actually that you are implementing your agenda.
Curbing rampant tax evasion is a must. It's estimated that one-third of Greek taxpayers do not declare their income. Plus, there's widespread corruption. Nearly every Greek family spends some $2,500 a year in bribes. They're known as fakelaki, Greek for envelopes, to secure just about anything in the public sector, from getting a vehicle inspected to a building license. And Papakonstantinou says Greeks pay huge bribes in the health sector.
They have to pay for a doctor for a hospital operation, which in theory is free. What has been lost is this bond of trust between the state and the citizen, and this is what we need to put back together.
Another economic burden is the massive number of civil servants, close to 1 million, nearly 10% of the population. Papandreou's pledge to trim the public sector roles has already triggered protests. Nationwide strikes are planned for February. Many European analysts are skeptical Greece can put its house back in order on its own. They believe there's a risk of Greece defaulting on its debt payments, endangering the stability of the entire Eurozone. Greece is not alone. Ireland, Portugal, Spain, and Italy, all with spiraling public debt, are also on the brink of crisis. Economic analyst Babis Papadimitriou says the Greek financial crisis has put the spotlight on the inherent weakness of the single currency union.
It's very hard and it's very dangerous to create a monetary zone with a unique currency without a common, well-coordinated finance policy and public finance policy.
Reluctantly, EU officials are beginning to discuss how they can bail out Greece, their EU partner. Silvia Poggioli, NPR News, Athens.